Okay, suppose you remark to your wife, you say, Stacy's dress was pretty. Maybe she had a little dress, you know. You said Stacy's dress was prettier, but so-and-so's blank
was prettier.
Yeah, she had an even nicer looking
dress.
Yeah.
It looked nicer on it.
What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron?
Yeah. What do you use to sign your name in ink with?
Pen.
And what do you use to hold a baby diapers?
Pen. Mm-hmm. Pen.
You know about that one?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about the English language, and that's the reason why it's so complicated to non-speaking people, because so many words can mean the same, mean so many different things.
Yeah.
Just like the pen.
Yeah, you know, in some places, we say pen for writing pen and a straight pen.
Straight pen or safety pen.
In some places in this country, they pronounce it slightly different, and I've never been able to hear it.
In this country?
Yeah.
Pen?
Pen and pant. It's a little different vowel in the center there. And pen.
Well, I believe I've heard that too.
And they get confused when we, like the Midwest, I guess, they get confused when we go there and ask for a writing pen, and they think it should be pronounced slightly different.
Mm.
Soup you buy usually comes in a what?
Box.
Well, let's say you're going into a lunch counter and you're buying
soup, a container.
Yeah, it's, and you're buying something to eat right there on the spot, and you're buying soup. And you're buying the smaller size. What does it usually come in?
Well, it comes in the hot containers to keep it cool.
Okay, what do you usually drink coffee out of?
Cup.
Mm-hmm. What's a dime worth?
10 cents. Used to be. It isn't that.
That's right. What do canned vegetables at the store come in?
In a can?
Okay, what do you call that type of shiny metal roof you used to see on farmhouses?
Oh, tin roof?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.
If you saw a coat with fancy buttons, you might say that jacket with fancy buttons. That jacket has fancy buttons.
Would be a coat, a man's coat.
No, I was just saying you were just making a comment, and you noticed that a jacket had fancy buttons on it. The sentence you might say would be that jacket has fancy buttons.
What's that? It has nice buttons or fancy buttons on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the thing men sometimes wear between a coat and a shirt? You wear what?
Oh, vest.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any other names for that particular garment? Say it might be of the same material as coat and pants, and then again it might be different.
No, I don't, but there is. There's a different word about it.
Okay. Suit consists of a coat, vest, and what?
Pants.
Are there any other names?
Trouser.
Mm-hmm.
Or slack. Well, actually, slacks don't go with suits. They're odd. There's a rule.
What do you call the things you wear when, say, you're working around the yard?
Oh, overalls. Or coveralls.
Yeah, how do they look now?
Well, the coveralls are one piece, and the overalls can be a bib or pants type.
What would you call something that looked exactly like a pair of trousers, except say it was made out of cotton material?
Well, you think about the jumper suits they use now in the yard. They get real important, popular. Look just like coveralls.
Uh-huh, those one-piece things.
Mm-hmm. They're made out of denims and polyester.